Non-binary client wins discrimination case against Montreal area hair salon. Advocates hope ruling prompts change after client forced to book either men's or women's haircut. In my opinion, the society should be forced to give money to people who look like this just because they look like they need it. Quebec's Human Rights Tribunal has ordered Longueuil, Quebec, hair salon to pay $500 in damages to Elixir Frédéric Mignol after they complained the business's online booking system did not provide a non-gendered haircut option. Why did they need a haircut? That is an excellent question. Will this be in French? No sound? Yeah, I forgot that part. All right.
My name is Alex Frederic Mignot. My pronouns are they, them.
Alex Frederic Mignot says they are satisfied with a ruling by Quebec's Human Rights Tribunal. Mignot complained that a salon's online booking system was discriminatory to non-binary customers. It was ordered to pay $500.
To see the tribunal side with me on that and say that, you know what, non-binary people shouldn't be forced to pick men or women. And it's not fair for them. I was so relieved.
Okay, can we be real for a second? The real reason that shit is fucked up at hair salons is so that they can overcharge women. Like, why don't they just have short hair, long haircuts? What the fuck is with the men's women's thing? They just do it to charge women more. Because, like, I don't know, because women care more. It's not actually an anti-non-binary thing. It's just a crude way of charging women more because we know. Yeah, it's like pink tax shit, you know? I don't know, like, what, men's haircut, but then you go in there looking like fucking a la carte. Like, okay. I don't know. I don't know how fair of a designator that is. This person only wanted to fight? Yeah, but it's like $500. Who cares? I don't know. A $500 ruling sounds to me like the Human Rights Tribunal of Quebec was like, okay, technically this is discriminatory, but fuck off, you know?
And I'm happy to hear that.
It all started 2 years ago when Mignot wanted to book a haircut at Station 10 Salon in Longueuil. Customers are asked to choose whether it's
Longueuil
for men, women, children, or someone with a beard or braids, something Mignot refused to do.
It's a repetition of a trauma that I keep living over and over again.
Oh, no.
And it cuts me off from society.
They filed a complaint with Quebec's Human Rights Commission. The salon offered Mignot 3 free haircuts and changed its website to include a non-gendered option. Its co-owner says he's surprised the issue wound up in court.
Well, it's five.
Yeah, wait, seriously, even after that? Even after the non-binary haircut addition, they still forced him to pay $500? That's kind of crazy. It's a little bit wild, I feel.
$100, it's not a big amount, but it is a precedent, and many, even our clients are sending us money, asking us...
Yeah, make a non-binary option, but price it at the women's. That would be fucking funny. Oh, you want to be non-binary? You goddamn... Okay.
So are telling us we should fight back in appeals. But we're a small business, we're not politicians.
The matter prompted reaction at the National Assembly. The business tried to find a solution, says the leader of the Quebec Liberal Party. Non-binary people exist, points out Manon Massé.
Since there, okay. There's thank you for your input. That was me when I'm forced to make a statement and there's a gun to my head. This happened. Goodbye.
This chance of appeal, we're not going to come in any further.
This human...
You have a huge mouth. Holy shit. Like the way that I would draw an ancient Japanese Shinto frog deity assuming human form.
We're not going to...
That's crazy.
Come in any further.
This human rights lawyer says the tribunal ruling isn't binding compared to a court ruling, but it could influence businesses in the future.
People bring complaints is not only to seek justice for themselves, but part of the work that human rights commissions and tribunals do is to try to make sure that, you know, you don't have to litigate and relitigate things all over again.
The salon's owners say they'll probably pay the $500 so they can move on.
They're going to get more than $500 in, like, backlash business from this, of course. So it's not really going to hurt them. I don't know. Just seems kind of wild. Meanwhile, black French Canadians are getting beaten in alleys. Sorry, I'll stop doing that. Is this just what they're doing up there in Quebec? Non-binary Quebecer ends hunger strike to put X marker on health cards. Is this actually like the woke epicenter of North America? Is it not Seattle or New York or whatever? That's crazy. What the fuck else would you do in Quebec? Me, a Quebecois, when I'm bored and have the decide to beat up black French Canadians. Scroll up. What am I looking at? That's the same person. This article is from 2023. Oh my God. One guy, don't say guy Thana, they're gonna make you pay 500. Okay, so this is just like a serial attention campaign. After 12 days on hunger strike, Alex Frederic Mignot feels like they've won a round in their battle against Quebec's health insurance board and it is ending their fast. Although their wish for health insurance cards to have a third gender option has not been granted, Mignot, who is non-binary, use they/them pronouns, feel they've advanced the cause. Great strides have been made. Oh man. This guy, parentheses, they/them, is fucking funny. It's painful and disabling, they added on Friday, but at least it served a purpose, and I was able to calm my sense of powerlessness in the face of this maddening injustice. You know what? The fucked up thing is, I think what they're doing is based, even if I think they're insane. I think the world needs crazy characters like this. If it's not if people like this aren't around, you don't get the meaningful strides. You need people like this around to like shake things up a little bit, you know? I mean, obviously, this person seems like vindictive, attention-seeking, and kind of crazy, but that's okay. Life can have people like that. It's okay, you know? Yeah, being annoying as fuck sometimes is like the way you move the clock forwards. That's really funny. On November 20th, they set up shop near the RAMQ offices in Quebec City on nothing but vegetable broth, water, a little hot chocolate. Oh, okay. Is it really a hunger strike if you're having vegetable broth and hot chocolate? There are a lot of calories in hot chocolate. You could live off of hot chocolate for a while, okay? That is not, that's not a hunger strike. That's just a liquid diet. All right, all right. I respect it. You don't realize the amount of trauma being hungry inflicts on them. I'm in favor of stuff like this on principle, if for no other reason than because there's so much like insanely gendered shit that you don't even notice day to day in society that's so unnecessary. And no one's that you have to be annoying to point it out. You know what I mean? Like, think of there's been a lot of pushback on this over the past 30 years, but you know, for like 50 years in America, the normal way of raising a kid would be to like identify their genitalia the moment they're born and then be like, well, I guess it's football, or well, I guess it's ballet, and then just run with that and force the hobby on them. There's so much wild shit we do for no reason. Yeah, blue, pink, this, that, like so insanely arbitrary shit. And the first people to rail against that were 100% like annoying as fuck. I actually remember this was a bigger thing like 10 years ago, a big kerfuffle about parents raising children non-gendered. And what that meant was, and get this, it just meant not forcing hobbies on them, like not going automatically because of the genitals that you're literal child was born with. This is your favorite color, and these are your favorite hobbies. It just meant like waiting for them to tell you what they liked. And that was it, you know? And people freaked the fuck out. That was like some insane BuzzFeed article shit. You know? I think to an extent it still is, but it's literally like normal, you know? It's crazy. What's your woke one take on ladies and gentlemen being the default greeting in airplanes and shit? I don't know. What are we replacing that one with? My brothers, parentheses, gender neutral. I mean, one day something else will rise up to take their place, you know? You can just say, you can just greet white people with the N-word. Folks, can't we just say folks? The problem is that, like, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to, like, unnecessarily divide, but queer people have ruined folks with the X. Non-binary folks, queer folks. I don't understand why. The X ruined it. I don't know. I don't understand why they added the X. Folks with a KS was already gender neutral. Folk is like a general term for a people. It was already gender neutral. It was completely non-gendered. I have no idea why they added the X. It's insane. I don't know why they did that. And it's like relatively common too. I don't know why. I haven't seen folks with an X. What the fuck? You haven't? Oh my god, it's so common. You've never seen like a flyer downtown, queer and non-binary folks? I guess I live in Seattle. Have you never seen it on like Twitter or anything? Common? It's super, super common. You might just be in a bubble. Yeah, I'm like, I'm gay. What do you want? Yeah, bro, you might just be part of like the community that does that. Yeah? A little bit? Chat is always gender neutral. Hello, chat. We're going to be flying at 35,000 feet. If you look to your right as we take off, you'll be able to see the lovely Mount Rainier. That'd be awesome. That'd be pretty good. Hello, chat. And it's an inauguration speech. Don't give them ideas. Zoomers will do this. I think Zoomers already do this. Zoomers, right? Won't they? Isn't that a common thing now? Because of streaming culture, people will say, like, chat, I'm going to riz up this broad with a fat ass, but they'll be talking to themselves. I think it's cool. I've worked with the summer camp. The kids say, chat, it's awful. I think it's delightful. I am also a live streamer, in fairness. Like, I'm saying, like, it's delightful, but I'm, like, the guy propagating the media form that is causing people to do that. So I'm sort of, like, it's kind of like asking a drug dealer how they feel about rising addiction rates in elementary schools. And they're like, dude, it's goated. Chad, I'm about to give methamphetamines to this third grader. Do you try to ask VGG for help when you're off stream? No, never. Sometimes, though, and I'm open to admit, I'm man enough to admit this because I'm aware. Many people will pretend otherwise. I'm aware of the fact that to be a live streamer is to be mentally ill. Sometimes when I need to lock in, I think, what if chat was watching right now? And then it's like, all right, buddy, back straight. Quit wasting time. Get the dishes done, okay? Because they would be judging you for this, you know? You need to be performatively competent. That's my version of, like, what if Monkey D. Luffy was with me? He would believe that I could do it. Clip that plate drop. What about the good clips? What about the good clips? What about me, like, pulling three forks out, lining them up between my thumb and forefinger, and with, like, two quick strokes of the sponge, I've cleaned three forks? Like, my form was perfect. What about the good clips? Yo! Clip that shit. Expected unexceptional? Yeah. I feel like Northern Lion has his head on straight. You haven't seen the fucking librarian supercut of his trip to Japan where he had a existential crisis because chat wasn't watching him watch Japanese people watch Japanese mascots at the mascot factory or whatever the fuck happened. I haven't seen that video in a while. It's such a good it's a very good video for sure. The coffee incident when his wife left for a trip. No. Yeah, it's being a live streamer means you are mentally ill. There's no way around it.